Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Manila, and I wanted to provide you a video on the topic of repentance of sins. And what I wanted to talk about is the idea that not a single person on the planet is able to repent of their sins. Nobody's able to repent of all their sins. You know, a lot of people that preach this gospel, you know, what they'll tell you is you've got to turn from your sins, you got to quit drinking, you got to quit smoking, you got to do this or that. But, you know, my question is, are you sinless? Because of the fact, you know, if you've repented of all your sins, that means that you must never sin anymore, right? I mean, if you say, well, I've repented of this sin, I've repented of that, so, I mean, are you sinless? Because I still sin. I have not repented of all my sins. I'm still worldly from time to time. I still choose not to read the Bible from time to time. I still choose to just, you know, live for myself rather than spending time in prayer or going soul winning or reading the Bible sometimes. I choose sometimes just to commit sins. Why? Because I have not repented of all my sins. I actually do need a Savior. I'm not able to reform myself 100% completely. You know, we're never going to be perfect. And this idea that you have to repent of your sins, the question then comes up, you know, well, which sins and how many sins do you have to repent of? Because most of these people will not tell you that you have to repent of every single one of your sins and never sin anymore if you pin them down. All of a sudden, it starts becoming a gray area where they basically pick certain sins that you have to repent of. For example, if they don't drink, they'll say, well, see, you got to quit drinking. But see, if they still drink, they won't tell you that you have to quit drinking. You don't have to repent of that sin. Why? Because it's something they still struggle with. So basically what they'll do is they'll cherry pick certain sins that they're okay on, that they've actually repented of, they've actually changed on, but they won't mention everything. They won't talk about how, you know, you got to quit watching television in order to be saved. You got to quit being worldly. You got to quit listening to worldly music. Why? Because of the fact that they listen to worldly music. They watch the television. So they're never going to say that you have to do that. They cherry pick their own sins and their own things that they don't struggle with. And you know what? It's absolute garbage. Because you know what? What Jesus Christ did, what God does is he just says, whosoever believeth. So he says, you know what? I'm not going to say you have to repent of some of your sins. I'm not going to say you have to make some changes. I'm just going to say if you just believe. I did it all for you, and you don't have to repent of any sins. And the truth is that if we had to repent of our sins to be saved, nobody would be saved because not a single person on the planet has repented of all their sins. Thank you, and God bless.